Good morning, Larry Skukan and Ron Cool Tech listeners. This is Lisa Hove in San Antonio, Texas. I am speaking from the PatMate BX400 with a 40 cell braille display. And what I want to do is give you a small introduction to an upcoming file that I have created on the PatMate. Today is January the 20th, 2006. I attended, the topic is the Braille Proclamation 2006 in recognition of Braille Awareness Month. I attended a ceremony on January 5th, 2006, which the blind community were gathered together, and a proclamation was given to us by Mayor Bill Hardberger of San Antonio, Texas. And I was able to receive a Braille copy, compliments of Education Service Center Region 20, which the individual I know that works there, Vivian Secchi, who was my Braille instructor while I was in the Braille Transcription Program, was able to produce the proclamation, and I was very grateful to receive that. And of course, I was representing Braille Transcribers of Texas. And on my website at http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall, I have put up a text copy of the Braille proclamation that was given to us. And I also have put a link there were several links on the page in reference to organizations of the blind that were represented. Alamo Council of the Blind was the one that did the major work in that. And so I will let the next file, which will be the main file that will tell you all the good things that they've done. It is my hope that next year, or at least before next year event occurs, that the Greater San Antonio Chapter of National Federation of the Blind National Federation of the Blind of Texas will have a very strong voice in changing what it means to be blind. So I'm looking forward to that. So our next file will be the Braille Proclamation 2006 ceremony. In fact, I didn't tape it at the ceremony. I was able to record it when it was broadcast or rebroadcast. Usually they have the council meeting that are broadcasted live on Thursday, so you can see it in real time, not only on Channel 21 cable, which is on the Time Warner network in San Antonio, but it also broadcasts live on the web. So if you go to www.sanantonio.gov, there is a television link, and anything that's broadcasted from the television is also streamed on the web. So no matter where you live, you can be able to hear what's going on in San Antonio. So if anybody has any questions, they can send me an email at lhall10, that's L-H-A-L-L 10, at satx.rr.com. Or you can contact me on the Blind Cool Tech list, and so I can be of aid there. And this is the second podcast that I am submitting. Thanks for everyone listening.
And I would like to call forward at this time representatives of the Alamo Council of the Blind to accept this proclamation. to have you here.
Thank you.
The Council of the Blind will observe Braille Awareness Month during the month of January. Braille, of course, is the medium of communication used by the blind and visually impaired persons. And we would like to issue a proclamation from the City of San Antonio. Whereas January the 6th, 2006, marks the 197th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, inventor of the Braille system, and whereas the Braille system of tactile dots is used by the blind as an effective and versatile medium of communication, and whereas Braille affords blind and visually impaired persons the opportunity to achieve literacy so that they may succeed in education, compete in employment, and live independently, and whereas recording devices, reading machines, and computer software enable blind individuals to gain access to a wide variety of printed material, but are not a replacement for a medium which allows users to read and write independently. Now, therefore, I, Phil Hardberger, Mayor of the City of San Antonio, in recognition thereof, do proclaim January 2006 to be Braille Awareness Month in San Antonio, Texas, and offer best wishes to the Alamo Council of the Blind for a most successful event. In witness whereof, I have set my hand and caused the seal of the City of San Antonio to be affixed this fifth day of January 2006 and signed by myself as mayor. And now may I present this to you. Thank you and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Mayor Hardberger. So the convenience of Braille is that it can be read without electricity or batteries, in the dark, on the beach, riding on a bus, or waiting in the dentist's office. Today, Braille can be found in elevators, hotel, guest rooms, restroom doors, ATM machines, restaurant menus, airline flight information cards, greeting cards, signs in museums, airports, government office buildings, historical monuments, and parks. It was a wonderful surprise for me one sunny August afternoon not long ago when I came across Braille nameplates next to some of the plants in San Antonio's botanical garden. Very considerate, yes. But I have to tell you, it takes a really dedicated Braille reader to be willing to run their fingers across copper nameplates after they've been heated up a few hours by the Texas sun. Nevertheless, I revel in the knowledge that today there are now scores of magazines and books produced in Braille each year by libraries, organizations, and volunteer groups in the United States and many countries around the world. Being able to read and write in Braille can make a dramatic difference in the life of a visually impaired child or adult. For some, Braille may be a bumpy road to knowledge, but for me, it has been a wonderful way to keep in touch. Allow me now, please, Mr. Mayor and council members, to introduce to you some of the agencies and organizations who strongly believe in and support the importance of Braille literacy for the thousands of blind and visually impaired citizens of San Antonio. The Alamo Council of the Blind, our president, Peggy Gonzalez, here. DARS, Division for Blind Services, represented by Connie Pressler, the regional director. Region 20 Education Service Center, Braille Services Department, and Braille Transcribers of Texas, represented by Vivian Seiki. San Antonio Independent Living Services, represented by Dr. Kitty Brisky, Executive Director. The San Antonio Low Vision Club, represented by its president, Ms. Bonnie Truax. And the Texas State Library, represented by Ms. Ava Smith and several other folks who came all the way from Austin to represent the special talking book program. As a remembrance of this occasion, we would like to present each of you with a desk nameplate with your name in Braille, a 2006 handy pocket daily planner, again with your name on the cover in Braille, and a reference folder of useful information about organizations and services for persons who are visually impaired. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And by the way, that was a very impressive demonstration of reading your notes in Braille. That was absolutely fascinating.
I didn't look down
once. No, you didn't. I could see that. Please stay a moment because I'm sure that some of the council members may want to say something. So just stay a moment.
It really was impressive, you know, and I appreciate that you pointed out a number of areas in our community where you're finding more and more Braille, which is good, and I like to hear that, but continue to remain vigilant. There are many other places where it could be used, and the more we can, you know, foster that sort of growth and usefulness, I think the better off we are. So well done. Thank you very much. And Councilwoman Guajardo.
Thank you. For those of you who do not know, this is Larry Johnson that's speaking at our podium. And Larry and I worked at Southwestern Bell together. And wherever Larry goes, he changes people by his advocacy and his consistent advocacy. For anyone who knows Larry, he will push the envelope to your new knowledge and discovery and question about what normal is. And being with him through the years that I did work associated with him, I got to know San Antonio Independent Living Services, and through the meetings going there, I, who is fully body, sighted, hearing, etc., blessed in that, learned on a daily basis the handicaps and the obstacles and the power and just what people take to go through one day with that don't have sight. And it really touched me. And the thing about Larry, he will continue to push the envelope to teach others. What you said, Mayor, is true. When Larry does a speech, he never looks down. I mean, and it's amazing. We're all looking at him, so charmed by him. And it's finally someone said, it's because he's reading with his fingers he can do that. But it's because he does it so well. And wherever Larry goes, he is changing people. He's changing mindsets. And because of all the advocacies that all the agencies do, we as a city need to be more attuned. And because we don't hear it so much, don't see it so much, if you're able-bodied and have all the giftedness, you don't realize the obstacles that others do. Larry took me on a tour of our Riverwalk one day, and he made it he's taught me what it is for someone who does not have sight, how difficult we have, and it's been some years, so we have made some changes. But if you ever want to see, quote unquote, the different world, take an opportunity to join a day in one of the services and just go to one of their meetings, and your life will be changed. And I always thank Larry for his pushing my envelope and making me see what I did not see before. So thank you, Larry.
Councilman Haas. Larry, thank you for continuing to challenge us as a council to reach new heights. And I know this is just another example of your advocacy, but I was just curious, do you have any numbers or do you know any numbers that of how many people in San Antonio are blind or affected by varying degrees of blindness?
Probably one of the agencies would have a better feel for that than I do, but it certainly is in the thousands. And some have knowledge of Braille and some don't, but But we believe that advocating for the use and the availability of Braille will heighten the potential for literacy, and that's what Braille can do.
Well, it's a real pleasure of mine to recognize y'all's efforts today and to bring light to the fact that we can always strive to do better when we talk about the services that we provide. I know that, you know, Larry was the first person who really brought to light, in my mind, some of the shortcomings of ViaTrans and the system that exists in transporting individuals, particularly those with varying degrees of handicaps and disabilities, to and around San Antonio. And I think when we talk in terms of those who are affected with varying degrees of blindness, that leads right to a point that we have an overall set of services that the community provides, and we really can't have any of them lagging behind. So it's a joint effort, and individuals like yourselves who are here today really play a key role in keeping us up to speed as to where we need to direct our resources and where we're lacking, sometimes in communication and sometimes in resources to improve your daily lives. And I think all of us certainly share the vision of doing that. So thank you for all your efforts, Larry. Councilwoman Riegel.
Thank you, Mayor. Larry, seeing you here today, it makes me extra glad that I remembered to ride the bus today. But I want to thank you and all the organizations here for your work of advocacy for the blind, in particular for the issue of Braille. When I was a freshman at Our Lady of the Lake, I was across the my dorm room was across the hall from Judy Schlimp's dorm, and some of you may know Judy Schlimp, and she's blind, and I can remember, you know, that being some time ago, and the rules of lights out at a certain time, but Judy would still be there in her room reading away when the rest of us had our lights out, and you know, knowing her was a good education piece for me, but the continued advocacy that I see from yourself and the other organizations here, you serve us well in educating so many of us that take so much for granted. So thank you very much.
Larry, everyone else that came today, thank you for your advocacy. Keep it up. Well done.
Very glad to have you here.